Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on an historic morning, August the 18th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 59 degrees and sunny skies, and we have now entered the digital realm of radio broadcasting. You know, it's kind of an exciting morning. I have to tell you that getting up this morning, I was really excited because many, many years ago when we started this station back in 2014, there was a first day, and you never know who's going to be listening on your first day. And this is kind of like a first day. Now, yesterday we made the announcement, and I was so impressed with the people who said they had gotten the TuneIn app or were going to hook up their Alexas or get on their tablets so they could listen to us. I believe Ernie Brees called us, and Judy Summers called us, and who else called yesterday? Larry Shirk and Ted Jolliffe, and Scott, our friend Scott out in Big Island. Hope he got his tablet working this morning, and I understand this will be a learning process. And Sarah, our bus driver, she said she had the TuneIn app downloaded and ready to go. So we're going to continue on doing what we've always done. As I said, here we are digital. You know, I could literally say anything right now. I could say anything because we are no longer broadcasting over the air, which is kind of exciting in a way. Now, I'm not going to go all Howard Stern on you, but I could. But I'm not. See, this is the danger and the fun of this. You never know what you're going to hear out there in listener land. Now, if you are out there, give me a call. I'm actually in the home studio today, 740-751-4038. We are going to give away some stuff this morning in celebration of our digital move. It should get bigger as time goes on because I believe there will be some more articles written on this, which will let people know exactly what we did. Getting the word out is always very important, just like it is when you start any station. Ron Denny called in yesterday, too. Ron, we thank you. And he was talking or asking how to listen to the station via TuneIn apps and things of that nature. And hopefully some of our other listeners like Ralph and Diane and people who call in were able to find a way to listen in a different way. But we're getting a phone call. We know somebody's out there listening this morning. Oh, wait a second. This is actually, that's actually something else. Of course, wouldn't that be the way? But, okay. But anyway, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And I also hope people like Judy Cressup and Judy Smith, you know, a lot of our regular callers were able to find a way to listen via the internet. Most people do have cell phones now. And our friend who called in the other day, who listens with his wife, I believe, he's been a longtime listener of the station. So hopefully everybody's able to find their way. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. There was a lot of call and talk about would we keep the phone lines open. And absolutely, we will keep the phone lines open, just as we always have. So again, if you're out there listening this morning and everything is going good, and you can hear us okay, and it sounds good, and, you know, I guess, you know, the truth is, I don't listen on the TuneIn app a whole lot. Of course, I never really listened on the radio a whole lot either, but I hear the TuneIn app is great. So again, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038, at any time during the broadcast this morning, and we will discuss whatever is on your mind. I'll tell you what's on a lot of people's mind this morning is back to school. it is back to school time. I believe River Valley went back to school today. And that's exciting. Now, I think actually the younger kids at River Valley went back yesterday. But I believe it was the older kids who went back today. Now, it looked like there was a thin veil of fog outside this morning as I was driving over to get my pop. You see, some things never change. I was driving over to get my soda this morning, and it looked like there was a thin veil of fog outside. Did anybody know, was there a bad fog last night? Did it fog over to a great degree? I don't really know. You know, I don't get up, I guess, early enough to see the heavy-duty fog. So this morning, I just got to see the fog kind of over the fields and a little bit on the road. Plus, I don't live out in the country areas. In town, on Route 95 here, which is pretty well all that I see, pretty much you just kind of see it over the fields. You don't really see the fog much any other place. Now, there is one thing I do want to bring up, because yesterday, and I believe this was a digital outlet, I don't believe it was a newspaper, they did a story on the station not getting a lawyer and basically deciding not to continue with the license. But it's kind of interesting, because they never contacted me about that story, and they also never... they never talked about us going digital, because I don't think they ever contacted us to see what we were going to do. So the story was very interesting. And also, the story was interesting in a lot of ways, because it talked more about me than the actual station. Now, I will take a lot of credit for a lot of different things, but this particular matter of going digital... It was actually made by a lot of different people. The decision was made by a lot of people. It certainly wasn't just made by me. I was never on the board of this radio station when that decision was being made. I couldn't quite figure out exactly why they decided to make me the focal point of their newspaper. Well, it's not a newspaper. I'm old-fashioned. I call it a newspaper. It's just a website. There actually is no newspaper. So I couldn't quite figure out why they decided they wanted to make me the focal point of the article. I think they just like to use my picture. I don't know. Really, my contention here always is nobody really cares what I'm doing with my life. So the fact that people would publish an article like that is funny, and I hate to say it, but there were many things in that article that were inaccurate. Again, they went back to this dead people on the board, and I think they said several dead people. There were not several dead people on the board. When the board changed hands, there was one person who had passed away during the run of the station, and their seat was not filled. That's all it was. One person. And that's why the person was not changed over. And then it said we had not responded to the FCC. Well, we had responded many different times. Now, we did have a lawyer at one point. Now, this will tell you something about lawyers. We did have a lawyer at one point that did not relay messages to us from the FCC. Now, that did happen, but I guess that got lost in the wash of the story. So it was just unfortunate that the story was written in that way. And then they said some things about me that were really not true. And if you looked them up, you would also find that they were not true. So again, I'm not really sure what that online story was about. If you did see it, I guess... When people know who you are, they put you in the story. But if they had just done a story about not getting a lawyer and the judge dismissing the hearing, well, I would have been fine with that, because that's what happened. And I think the Star will probably do a story on that. But I don't understand that story that they wrote. And then they took a shot at some of the guests that I've had on the show, which I have no idea what that had to do with this switch over to digital. Have no idea what that had to do with this whole situation. But that's the way it goes. Does anybody have any thought on this? Give me a buzz. 23 minutes past the hour here on this beautiful, by the way, 59-degree and sunny morning here in Marion, 740-751-4038. You know, I always get the phone numbers confused because, you know, I'm broadcasting from home. And a lot of times I'll give the studio number when I'm at home, and I'll give the home number when I'm in the studio. But today I think I have the internet problem fixed, so I am broadcasting from home. So feel free to give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Do you understand why people write these articles that really have no basis in fact? The only thing that article had that was based in fact was the fact that we decided not to get an attorney and go any further with the over-the-air radio. That was really the only factual thing in that article. Beyond that, I have no idea. But that's the little ugliness we had to get rid of at the start of the program this morning. And again, give us a buzz if you're out there listening and have any thoughts on this. 740-751-4038. Now, I got a letter in the mail yesterday, and I'm not really sure how I got this letter, because the address on the envelope was actually wrong. Now, I'm not going to give you the address, because it's who wants to give their address over the air. But what the event is a great, great event. Now, it's got a picture of Mary Ellen Withrow. It's a flyer. And it says, yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, but today is cash. Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. The Marion County Hall of Fame presents the Honorable Mary Ellen Withrow Sunday, October the 2nd at 5 p.m., all occasions catering, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. Please join us while we celebrate the induction of Mary Ellen Withrow as into the Marion County Hall of Fame on her 92nd birthday. $35 per ticket. Tickets are pre-purchase only, and sales end on Friday, September the 16th at 4 p.m. The Marion County Historical Society is located at 169 East Church Street here in Marion, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So a big event coming up honoring Mary Ellen Withrow with her Hall of Fame presentation. Very, very nice to see that. So congratulations to Mary Ellen, and hope everything goes okay on that note. Now, we've got another big story here this morning. Now, if I can pull this up, because as you know, I believe the Bratwurst Festival kicks off, is it today? Does anybody know anything about the Bratwurst Festival this year? If you do, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, this story just kind of ran right over our story, to be honest with you, because I don't know that this has ever happened. And I hate to bring this up in a way, because well, I'll just tell you the story, and then we'll get on with it here. Okay, it says, the headline on this story is that ousted queen issues statement. Now, this is August 16th, would be 2 days ago at 10:30 a.m. I did not hear about this until yesterday. It says, a familiar face at the Bratwurst Festival opening ceremonies will be missing, particularly the original queen, Abigail Brockwell. Abigail was forced to give up her crown at a special meeting held... Oh, we're getting a call here. Maybe this is somebody out there listening. All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, goody gumdrops. I wanted to be the first one to call, and I am.
Now, how's it going? You have us on the TuneIn app, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And how's that going on the bus this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I don't even have anything that I want to talk about. I just wanted to be first, because if you ain't first, you're last.
Now, do you see any big difference in what you're doing with the TuneIn app than what you used to do on the radio?
The only difference is it sounds better in stereo. Like, I listen to you on my cell phone, so it's kind of raspier. But, you know, I can still hear you fine. I'm just, at this point in time, I'm being picky. I'm reaching, you know. I hear you fine.
You're trying to find something wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I got it. Listen, I'm at work, and the boss needs me, so gotta go.
Hey, glad you're listening. Thank you.
Well, Sarah, all right, our friendly bus driver is out there listening, and guess what? She has switched over to the TuneIn app, so we are great that she will still be with us every day. And I always like the idea of being on Marion Area Transit. I like the idea that we are listened to on the transit system. That, to me, is just important. So I appreciate everything Sarah does, and I'm glad to know that people on the bus will still be listening to us every morning. Now, she's the first. She's like, what would you say? The first caller? The first man on the moon? She's like the first man on the moon this morning. But again, as you see, really nothing has changed. We're still going to take the phone calls. You'll still hear them as you always did. And that's pretty well show business, how it'll go. All right, if you want to call in, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. If you'd like to comment on how you're listening this morning, or how it sounds, or is it any different than any other form of media, let me know. I'd be interested to hear. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 30 minutes past the hour. I imagine a lot of people this morning are probably out enjoying the weather. 59 degrees and sunny skies. Hey, that's not a bad day at all. But if you want to give us a ring and comment on anything, we'd love to hear from you. We always enjoy hearing from you. I always say this station is the town hall of the airwaves. And that's why we like hearing from you. I wonder if our friend Scott was able, I know he was going to the Clippers game last night. I believe it was the Clippers and the Toledo Mudhens, he said. Scott might be tired and not up this morning yet, but I wonder who won between the Clippers and the Mudhens. Now, I'm going to venture a guess right now and say that the Mudhens won. Now, I have not looked that up, so I really don't know. So if Scott is out there, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. He's always a very devoted listener. And I'd be interested to know how the Clippers game went yesterday. Were there a lot of people there? Did they play the Mudhens? How well did they play? Always interesting to know those type of things. But here's the other story out of Crawford County, because we do want to bring up this, finish this story for those of you who had not heard it. Well, I'll start back from the beginning again. A familiar face at the Bratwurst Festival opening ceremonies will be missing, particularly the original queen, Abigail Brockwell. Abigail was forced to give up her crown at a special meeting held by the Bratwurst Festival Board on Monday, August the 8th. According to sources, the turmoil surrounding the court has been building for some time. As a result of the conflicts, the queen and her immediate court were ordered to turn their crowns and sashes over to the pageant officials. They were told they could only attend events assigned to them. According to sources, Abigail Brockwell attended the Baltimore Festival, held in Baltimore, Ohio, held August 4th through 6th. Brockwell allegedly wanted to attend a goodbye luncheon for outgoing royalty that included someone she had become good friends with. Sources say Brockwell purchased her own luncheon ticket. She wore a gown of her own to the formal luncheon. She did not have access to her crown or her sash, as they were not in her possession. She registered and signed in under her own name, not attaching herself to the Bratwurst Festival or royalty in any way. A princess had been assigned to represent the Bratwurst Festival in an official capacity. According to sources close to the events leading up to her removal, Brockwell was called to a meeting on Monday, August the 8th. Brockwell thought she was attending a meeting to discuss opening ceremonies. Instead, she was stripped of her crown in a letter signed by 7 unidentified board members. Crawford County Now has confirmed that festival director Kevin Myers was not in attendance. Crawford County Now has learned that Brockwell was ordered to turn in gifts she received from sponsors of the festival or face criminal charges. Now think about that, criminal charges. Crawford County Now has obtained a message that was allegedly sent to an unidentified individual advising them not to speak with Crawford County Now at the risk of being charged with defamation. Now think of how deep this is getting over in Crawford County over the Bratwurst Festival Queen. Crawford County Now has obtained a message that was allegedly sent to an unidentified individual advising them not to speak with Crawford County Now at the risk of being charged with defamation. Crawford County Now requested copies of the termination letter and any supporting evidence Brockwell violated her contract. Crawford County Now reached out to Ms. Brockwell and received the following statement. Now, this is from the Queen who was ousted. I would like to start off by thanking everyone who has supported me through this time and also through this past year. It means so much to me to know that so many people are standing by my side during this difficult time. When this year started out, never did I think that I would be in this situation right now, especially 1 week before the Bratwurst Festival starts. I traveled to 37 festivals in Ohio and attended numerous community events during my time as the 2021 Bratwurst Festival Queen. I am so happy to have met all the people that I did, some of whom will stay lifelong friends to my family and I. I don't wish this situation on anyone. No one should ever have to go through this. But I know girls before me have gone through the same thing. Now, interesting. Isn't that interesting? Even though my title has been removed as of August the 8th, 2022, the memories and friendships I have made this past year will never be able to be taken from me. And for that, I am grateful. Thank you, Abigail Brockwell. Festival Director Kevin Myers advised Crawford County Now that the board is not required to make the requested documents available. Crawford County Now reached out to Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival Director Kevin Myers for a comment. Myers told Crawford County Now that no comment could be made at this time except by their legal counsel. Now, what in the world is going on over at the Bratwurst Festival? You know, and I'll tell you, this girl, Abigail Brockwell, I know I have interviewed her before. I see her picture. Now, I don't think she was the queen when I interviewed her. But going over there the last 3 years, I know that I have seen her and interviewed her when she was on the court or doing things for the festival. Now, what a story that is. And apparently, we still don't know why she was removed as the Bratwurst Festival Queen. It's an odd story. But, I mean, at one point in here, they talk about people were told not to speak to Crawford County Now, which is just an online source, and that criminal charges, Brockwell was ordered to turn in the gift she received from sponsors or face criminal charges. And apparently nobody else will talk. Ms. Brockwell did not say why she was removed as queen in that statement. And apparently the director, Kevin Myers, has said the board is not required to make the requested documents available. And the director also has said that nothing could be said at this time because of their legal counsel. So the law, again, is involved in this. See, everybody's got to have a lawyer. What do you make of this story? 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know how old Miss Brockwell is, the former Bratwurst Festival Queen, but I feel bad that anybody would have to go through something like this because I'm not even sure what she did. So people run stories like this, and what did we learn from this story? We learn that she's no longer the queen. but we don't know why. Nobody has said why she's not the queen. Has anybody heard anything about this story or have anything to add? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to add to this particular story? Because, to be honest with you, I don't really fully understand it. Now, I've read it, and now I've read it to you, but do I understand it? No. And I also think it's very interesting that it's happening during Bratwurst Festival week. You know, that it couldn't happen during the year at any other time. I don't know when she was crowned, but apparently it was about a year ago. Yeah, because she's the 2021 Bratwurst Festival queen. So I'm not really sure. I guess this would be close to the end of her reign as 2021 queen. So why do this, again, so close to the festival? And why do this? Well, what in the world could have been done? Now, what could a pageant queen do that would be so heinous? I don't know. I hadn't heard anybody talking about this until I saw this article yesterday. But again, I feel bad for Miss Brockwell, because I don't quite understand what she did. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on this, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The big Bratwurst Festival ousting story, as it were. Ousting of their queen. You know, I don't know if that has ever happened before. Can anybody remember a time where the Bratwurst Festival queen was taken out of her position? Has this ever happened? You know, it seems like years ago, I remember a story about maybe it was a popcorn queen who'd had some trouble like this. But beyond that, I don't remember anything like this ever happening before. And I feel bad for the people over in Bucyrus, because, you know, this is their event, and now it's got a little bit of turmoil thrown on it. But of course, what doesn't have turmoil thrown on it now? It seems like anything that happens, there's always got to be some drama involved. You know, sometimes things just happen, I think. I don't think there's always an underlying reason for everything. But, you know, this girl, Miss Brockwell, said she traveled to 37 festivals and attended numerous community events in the last year. So why? I don't know. Why do that? Very unfortunate. But I thought it was an interesting story, so I thought I'd share it for you today. I know not a lot of our listeners are in the Crawford County area, the Bucyrus area. But if you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We've already heard from our favorite bus driver this morning, Sarah, who's out there listening on the TuneIn app. But would love to know what anybody else thinks about this particular story. It's very peculiar in a lot of ways. Does anybody else find this story to be odd? And I hate that we even had to go through the story. And I even this morning thought about not mentioning the queen's name. But since it was her statement, I thought, well, we got to mention her name. Because I hate giving things like this a whole lot of light. It's kind of like the whole River Valley speech thing. I didn't want to mention his name because I felt like, why do that? It just makes it much more about the person than about what actually happened. And I think we need to know more about what happened. Just like this particular case, I don't think we know what happened at all. If you go through that entire story, it doesn't say much. What in the world happened? Has anybody heard anything? Has anybody else read that story? You know, was that in the Marion Star today? I don't know if it was or not. I know that it's an unfortunate event. So again, if you're out there listening today, hey, you might be listening through your television or your tablet or your smartphone, your a laptop, a lot of different what computer, if you still have a desktop computer, I do. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. What do you think about the Bratwurst Festival Queen being ousted just days before the festival? What would that be, 10 days before the festival? She was taken out of that position on August the 8th. Drama, drama, drama. Hope I'm being heard okay this morning. I think Sarah said we were coming through loud and clear this morning. 740-751-4038. I know you want us to give away stuff, and I said we would give away something this morning, so we will get to that before the morning's over here. But does anybody have anything to say about this whole Bratwurst Festival controversy? And pretty much, that's what it is. Just a controversy. And unfortunate. Unfortunate. Any event, let's see, what else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, we've still got our big business rundown. We have been talking a lot about the comings and goings here in Marion, which are a lot of fun. The new SICA building, which apparently will be a warehouse, is going to be being built out on 98 and 309. That's why they're tearing up all that land out there. Going to be a Burke's Outlet store in the Kohl's Plaza. Out at Silverline, the Boise Cascade Lumber, out near Silverline, they're building a shipping and receiving place. Boise Cascade Lumber is building. D&B's Rocking Wings will be being built over by Logan Tire, which I think that's on Kenton Avenue. D&B, like dog and biscuit. The Chicken Shack has went out of business due to food costs. Bath and Body Works moving from the mall to the Kohl's Plaza. I believe that's supposed to happen in October, we've been told. The Sears building becoming a temperature-controlled storage. That's been one of our stories here. Speedway moving from one side of the street to the other, moving from one side of Barks Road to the other side of Barks Road, and apparently tearing down the old location. Now, I think that's probably moving from the city to the county, but not really sure. The Certified on Main Street. Now, that's been a long story. All we know about the Certified on Main Street at this point is that they have filled in where the pumps were, and the pumps are now beside the building. But we don't really know what they're doing with that land. Does anybody know, is there a for sale sign over there on that property where Certified is, or does it say for rent or lease? You know, I have not been over by that way in quite a while, so I'm not really sure. But again, does anybody know anything about the Certified location over on Main Street? 740-751-4038. The Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place has been open. It is out on Route 4 beyond the Moto Mart. And I think it's a heating and air conditioning place now, where Super Duper Grocery Store used to be. Has anybody gone out there and eaten yet? Has anybody taken the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place in? I'd be interested to know that. I'm still curious what kind of barbecue they have out there. And then, of course, Hauser Racing has now taken over the location that used to be Wolf Brothers, and also, I think, was Office Max. I think that's what it was. Behind the mall. So I believe that's the news and notes done. Does anybody else know of anything going on here in Marion? as far as changes go. 740-751-4038. This morning's just kind of, it's the change morning. It's the morning where we went from over the air to digital. So we're just feeling our way through it this morning, seeing how it goes. And again, so far we've heard from Sarah this morning, so we know the TuneIn app is working just fine on the city transportation this morning. And again, of course, McDonald's was busy this morning. As school kicks off, River Valley School kicks off the 22-23 school year. Can you believe that? 22-23. Where does time go? You know, we had a lot of conversations. Ah, here comes another call. There might be somebody else listening at this point. All right, go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hi, Scott. Dan, I couldn't get you on the radio, but we got you on the computer.
Oh, you got us on the computer. Well, John, I'm glad you're able to get us.
Are you not on the radio today?
No, not on the radio today, but are you able to listen on the computer okay?
Yeah, we got you. Carolyn got you tuned in on the computer.
Perfect, perfect. Well, yeah, just keep listening to us that way while we're not on the air. How are things with you?
Oh, doing pretty good today, Scott. Went to the gym and worked out this morning and got that done and getting ready to do some things around here and take Carolyn to her hair appointment here after a bit.
Wow, now it sounds like you must get up pretty early to go over to the gym.
I got up at 6 o'clock.
My goodness gracious. Now, what do you do over at the gym, John?
Oh, do the exercise bikes, do the treadmill, do the walking stairs, and maybe lift a few weights.
Well, that's what keeps you young, right?
Yeah, it helps to keep you young to stay active, Scott.
That's exactly right. So you're headed to the hair appointment later on today, taking Carolyn
yeah,
over
she's
to...
Got a, she's got a hair appointment here about an hour and a half from now. I got to take her to that.
Well, John, I'm so glad you called in. How's Carolyn doing?
Well, she's gets pretty tired anymore, Scott. She don't drive anymore, and she has to one or two outings a day just about wears her out.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I was never much of a driver myself. I always said I wanted Sarah, our bus driver, to take me around because I'm not much of a driver.
Well, she quit driving because she'd get tired and afraid she'd doze off and go to sleep or something.
Well, absolutely, and I think caution is very important.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of traffic around here right now because they got Center Street blocked off where they're working on that sewer line.
Isn't that a mess? Boy, that has, with Harding back in session and all that trouble, it is a mess.
Oh, it is a mess, Scott, there on Center Street blocked off and you've got traffic going these side streets, going up and down the side streets all day long, and semis, and it's a real mess.
Absolutely. Well, John, I'm glad you guys got us on the internet there. Keep on listening, and we're going to give away something away next hour, so, hey, you could be a prize winner. Stay tuned.
Okay, Scott, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of our longtime friends out there, John, and Carolyn, who came in and played our Christmas music last year. Now, somebody else was trying to buzz in there. If you get the continuous ring, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a call back, 740-751-4038. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ron, but I just heard you said Bath & Body's leaving the mall.
That's what we're told. Now, again, I have not been there, but we have been told by people that at the end of their current lease, which is in October, that allegedly the people at the store are saying they're going to move from the mall to the Kohl's Plaza.
Now, ain't that amazing how, you know, it's not a shocker. I mean, the mall is like a dying, you know, and I hate to see that because I grew up, my dad worked out there for years when I was a kid. You know, I like to see it come back to life, but you got a person out there, I don't want to name names, but you know, they were shady about getting my dad's boss out of there, got him fired, and you know, then she, then that person comes along and that she promises all kinds of stores and this and that. She promised the Chuck E. Cheese to go in there. She said all these, like, Dick's Sporting Goods was going to go there. And, you know, that side of town don't get a lot of business, Scott.
Well, I'll tell you a little story. I know who, exactly who you're talking about. I had, because we were in the mall for several years as well. And let me tell you about that person, because you just, and I'm not going to say the person's name, and if
no,
you
know, I'm not neither.
But here's the deal. She told me one time, and it is a woman. I mean, you've already said she. We can say she. She told me one time, she came into the radio station, and I said, you know, this mall just does not get a whole lot of traffic. It was like in the middle of the day. It was in December. And I said, I feel bad Santa Claus sitting out there not getting any traffic. And she said to me that she had been over to Walmart that day and that there were more people in the mall than in Walmart.
That's a lie. That's not true. I go over to Walmart. I shop at Walmart all the time, and I'm nearly running into everybody. Every aisle I go, there is someone there.
Well, she made that statement to me, and that's when I knew you could not trust that woman, because she also told, oh, Penny's was coming back to the mall, and oh, what are some of the other things she said? Oh, it was always something. And anytime a store left, it was never her fault. It was always a corporate decision.
Yeah, and I went in there and I talked to, like, the hair salon place that was there, right beside the game room, in the middle of the mall where they had that fountain place, and they said that the rent was so high there that it was they couldn't afford it.
Well, I tell you what, I think we got somebody else trying to buzz in, Ron, but you're listening on the TuneIn app, right?
Yep.
How's it sound?
Oh, it's good, like ever all the other times.
Perfect.
I've listened to it.
Well, stay tuned, because we're going to give away a prize away next hour, so you might be a winner.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, I'll tell you, now I think everybody's woken up. You know, it's a change morning. So sometimes it takes a minute for people to get into the new way of doing things. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
This is Ted Jaw.
Oh, Ted, how you doing?
You know, I can call you, but I can talk to you. Are you on the air right now?
I am on the air. Whatever you would like to talk about, go right ahead.
Well, I got a Diet Coke for you. I want to be the first one to deliver it. I was at the south office there, and the door is locked and stuff. Are you in there or not?
No, I'm sorry I'm not there right now, because I had a meeting today at 10:15 when the show's over, so I'm not there right now. But you,
I got this Diet Coke and I'm heading east. And if I could deliver it to you, I'd like to get rid of it, because I'm going to go back and keep cutting wood. But I thought, by golly, I'm going to be the first one on the air to call you with a Diet Coke. How does that sound?
That works for me. Okay, Ted, I tell you what.
Where I can deliver it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, right out by Meyer, if you know that road beside Meyer, I forget the name of it. Okay, go down that road, and when you pass, because I'll go outside here in about 4 minutes during the break. Go down that road alongside Meyer, and when you get to the second housing development, just kind of pull over to...
I got everything before I got there. I'm doing the thing that you're not supposed to do is live and talk, but that isn't bothering me, because there's still
cars on
the back. But I'll call you again just in a few minutes. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ted Jolliffe going to deliver a diet soda this morning. Hey, not too bad at all. Hey, if you were trying to buzz in there, we've still got 3 minutes left, 740-751-4038. Well, I feel bad. I'm not in the south office today. Because apparently I'd have a fresh Diet Coke if I was over there. Now, I do have one. I did go down and get a Diet Coke this morning. But, hey, maybe a fresh one's headed my way. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know somebody else was trying to buzz in there. If that was you, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here. Now 58 minutes past the hour on this August the 18th, 2022. Any thoughts on the Bratwurst Festival Queen ousting, as they call it? You know, that's an interesting story. Ousting. An interesting word. We all love language. How many years here on this station have we talked about aunt versus aunt? Well, we'll continue to talk about aunt versus aunt probably through the end of time. All right, 740-751-4038, 62 degrees and sunny skies. You know, I think we're getting more calls this morning than we normally get when we were over the air. So I'm so glad that you have followed us into the digital realm. Because as I said, everything will pretty much be the same. And I think pretty much it has been. Well, certainly so far this morning it has been. Same type of show, same type of topics, same call-ins. 740-751-4038. 59 minutes past the hour. We've heard from Sarah. We've heard from our friend Ron. And we heard from our friend John and Carolyn. And Ted. Forgot about Ted. Don't want to forget about Ted. Ted's got my beverage apparently on its way. Now remember, we are going to give away some things next hour. And traditionally, our second hour has been our bigger, heavier phone call hour. So I look forward to that next hour. And as I say, we just are in a transition period right now. Going from over the air to digital. But hey, once you figure out how to listen, it's just like tuning in a radio every morning. Same type of thing. And our phone lines will remain open, but we're going to go to break. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. So don't you dare switch that dial. You're tuned in to Now with Scott Spears.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place for legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had